Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone is doing great out there on this Motivational Monday. By the way, this is your favorite host, Aaliyah Osmer, and you have tuned in to the best of the best podcast out there, The Breakdown Cast. First and foremost, I want to get into this concept of the mind working for you or against you. This concept is very interesting to me because this is a function of our brain that happens when we make a decision within ourselves and we tell ourselves, no matter what, I'm going to figure this out. I don't care how long it takes or how long I have to be out here or how many times I got to try before I get it right. I will figure this out. And then a different part of our brain starts working in different gears, you know, which society calls thinking outside the box, which is true. Your mind starts working and giving you complex solutions to your problem. You start pushing past that feeling of wanting to give up. I feel like many of us, this happens to many of us when we go for a run. Right? I don't care what you say, at some point during your run, for a few seconds, you get that feeling that you want to stop, but you keep going and you finish, right? When that happens to me, which it does, I get hyper-focused on my body. I start getting more body awareness. I'm like, all right, I start checking in. I'm like, all right, is my body hurting? No. Right? Okay, then that's not the reason I want to stop. Is my form good? Yeah. Is my breathing good? Turned out I wasn't breathing in a good rhythm. It just didn't feel right. So I started taking deep breaths and I started aligning it with the steps I was taking as I was running. You see, at this point, a large part of the percentage of the population, you know, starts throwing in the towel and giving up. You know, the mind is a minefield. If you start creeping towards that negative thinking, that self-destruction, your mind will blow up on you instantly. I'm not saying all of this because I have a podcast, because I think I'm this perfect person and I'm speaking because I'm perfect. I'm not perfect. I speak from experience. I know where negative thinking leads you to. It leads you towards a path of nowhere. Seriously, you may think you're getting somewhere because your mind is traveling to all these places of your life in your head, giving you reasons on why you won't make it or you're not good enough because someone said something or someone did that. This mind, it will work for you or against you. I'm telling you, I can be hard on myself sometimes too. But I learned that I have the tools already within me to be successful mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's how you guys need to program your mind when it comes to, you know, facing challenges or trials and tribulations and obstacles. Sometimes I'm just too stubborn to use the tools that I have, which is not good. I like to perceive the mind as really, like as a really heavy weight. All right, you pick up a dumbbell, kettlebell, barbell, whatever it is, and if you do not have control over that weight, or you don't take control over that weight, it's going to take over you. That's the realest I can put it. Like, if you pick up a weight or a barbell or a kettlebell and you do not engage your core, and you get into your workout and you are not engaging your core, or you are not preparing your body to handle that weight, the mind is the same way. If you don't take over your mind and tell it, hey, I'm in charge, it's gonna silently take over. The mind creates these blocks that prevents us from doing what we actually want to do. For me, it was learning to do pull-ups. I used to run to the park and jump and pull up. Even though I'm jumping, that muscle is still being worked and conditioned to be able to pull up without, you know, jumping one day, right? It was a long journey for me. I didn't have a pull-up bar at the time. I used to wake up and just run to the park every day, and I would do pull-ups every day. I would jump and do pull-ups every day, right? I reached a point where I was like, dang, man, am I gonna be able to do a pull-up, you know? And it almost became impossible, to the point where I was like, no, I'm gonna keep doing it. I don't care how long it takes. I'm gonna keep doing it. And whenever I made that decision, That's when I reached that point of being able to do pull-ups. And now I do pull-ups all the time. And I just do it on my free time when I'm bored. But, you know, I've had creative blocks. When I was working on a video, I was stuck with a creative block. I would step away and find inspiration, go for a walk, you know, watch Pursuit of Happiness. That's one of my favorite movies. Or some inspiring movie, because it gets my creative gears back on track and moving. You got to find what works for your mind. It's like a muscle, all right? The more you learn about it, the stronger it gets and the stronger you get. This aligns with the things I've been talking about in my last episode in regards to fasting, decision-making, etc. Fasting is the simplest way to take your body, to tell your body that you are in charge, because many of us are not eating because we are hungry, right? We eat for pleasure, and that's the truth. You know, it plays a lot into your decision making, like knowing when it's time to put the phone down, when it's time to turn off the TV. It could even positively affect your self-awareness, like, man, you know, I'm complaining too much right now. Let me stop. Let me chill out. Right? You can catch yourself easier because the mind and the body are one. Your mind makes a decision to execute and the rest is up to your physical mechanics. You just have to make up your mind. And I believe that's like the simplest part. That's the first step. You have to decide in your head and then your mind starts thinking that way. And then your body starts aligning with it. But that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for your support. If you like what you're listening to, keep tuning in. I air a new episode every Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast. I'll talk to you guys next week.